Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. On many occasions, you may have heard me talking about the 11 principles of transformation. And this is a methodology that I created with all my love, hoping to help the griever, because that is the intention. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some real stories of transformation. And I will not, you know, share the name of my clients, or either they came to see me one-on-one or in seminars, reading the book, but people who have actually embraced the 11 principles of transformation when experiencing a profound loss. And they have found actually that little light in that dark place that they have found to be themselves to be. So for me, it is so touchy and so profound, rather, to share it with you. Because when we hear these stories, we will see that they are testimonies of the power that we have when we open our heart to grief, yes, to the pain, when we experience grief, because sometimes we want to run away from it, but no, because it is when we go through it that we are allowing ourselves to be transformed by it. We know that each loss, when we experience it, brings challenges. Absolutely. And we feel so hurt inside, yes. But also, if we allow it, they can bring the opportunity for us to grow and find new purpose in our lives. That is not to say that we need to go through a loss to find purpose. No. However, if we are going through that loss, then as we open our mind and open our heart, we may find that purpose. So I want to share then some of the most moving experiences that I have had the honor actually to accompany them, because it's always very sacred, something very sacred, when I am able to accompany the griever, to walk next to them. And when we work together and I see how they are going through each principle, when they are applying them, when they are doing the exercises, when I see them into the process, it is amazing. It is amazing what we can see. For example, this is a story so close to my heart of this mother who had, you know, who lost a daughter. And she went through, you know, different types of therapies, places that she went and, you know, wanted to find help with her grief. And then she gave herself the opportunity, as she says, well, this is the last straw, she said. She was kind of skeptical to see if it would work, because she had tried so many things. And we said, okay, we'll do this, you know, together with an open heart. And I appreciated that she was so open sharing that, you know, that she didn't know, you know, if it would work, but, you know, she didn't have anything to lose. And that's how she started the program of the 12 weeks, because it was one-on-one. So our 11 principles, the first week is, you know, to talk about what losses are, how grief is manifested and all that. So she had, you know, she had the foundation, no, of the program itself. So every single week we did it together, and she would go into it and she would process and she would take in all the different tools that I was sharing with her. And it's amazing, because this beautiful woman, she opened her heart, as she said, like never before. She shared in each time that we talked, you know, she was sharing how she managed to process and to live and to live through her grief. And then she was able to release many years of accumulated pain. It was amazing, and her story is, it's like a beacon of hope when we feel that we will not be able to, you know, to heal our wounds. No, she is an inspiration for us. And I don't know if you are in that place that you feel that you will never be able to heal your heart, to be able to transform your grief, to be able to find hope and purpose. I hope that this, her story, can give you that inspiration that yes, when we want to do it, we can do it. Now, what about this story of a woman who was very close to her mother? She was, as you know, we talked about that I was very close to my mom. She was very close to her mom. And after many years of having lost her, it was very hard for her to accept her loss. And then she actually came to a seminar, and she shared, you know, the experience that she had, and she shared how she had found that space for healing in her seminar. Because she said, you know, that the principals gave her the tools that to help her finally accept that loss. And that was something huge as well. Huge as well. Because her testimony reminds us that it's never too late to confront our pain, to face our pain and transform it. We can do it. The third story that I will share with you, maybe you have never thought about this loss, or maybe yes, but it was something that took me by surprise when she shared it with me. And this was many years ago. I think it was 2010 or 2011 when I did this seminar. This lady came, and it was about becoming invisible with age. Because she shared that that's what she was noticing, that, you know, with age, she would go into places and people sometimes didn't even, you know, realize that she had gone through the doors. And then someone younger than her, just after she had gone through the doors, people would go and try to help the younger woman. And she was really hurt. She was in pain. So she said that because she knew she was, you know, she was not getting any younger, that she wanted to embrace aging from a good place. And she wanted to be prepared. And she took actually the principles as a guide to help her in that process. That was amazing, because she learned to accept aging and live her senior years with dignity and purpose as well. So with this story of transformation, we can see that we can redefine our relationship with ourselves. Then this story number four, it's actually about preparing for caring for others and ourselves. Because adult children who take care of aging parents, of course, also, you know, they face a transition, because I can totally identify with that as well, because I took care of my beloved mother, my beloved centenarian mother, until she was, you know, almost 101. And it is a transition with so many changes. And sometimes for some people, it's hard for them to accept those changes. And in cases of, for example, Alzheimer's, when they have a parent who has Alzheimer's, it's really difficult, really painful. So they have felt that the principles have helped them go through that transition, you know, with accepting the reality and using those strategies and tools to walk that journey with always inspired by love. And the other one is the other case of caring, you know, caring for us, is when I have had people that are facing a terminal illness, and then they have found in 11 principles a guide to accept, to grieve the loss of health, and also to find a deeper meaning every single day, to embrace each day as a possibility, as an opportunity to live fully that day with more meaning and more purpose. So, you know, when I decided to share these things with you to inspire you, because through these experiences, we can see first the universality of grief, that there's so many losses, you know, so many types of losses, and we grieve over them. And also, I wanted to share with you, with these testimonies, the capacity for transformation that resides in each one of us. With these stories, I hope that you find in your heart some inspiration, and also for you to see that we all have the capacity as human beings to rebuild ourselves and to find that light, that tiny light, if you will, even in the darkest moments. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for allowing me to share these stories with you. And I hope that you have found in each one of them inspiration and hope. I send you a hug with all my love.